This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters departing White House counsel Don McCann is an excellent guy for whom he has a lot of affection. The White House counsel has been criticized by Trump's allies for extensive cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's seeking to determine whether the president obstructed justice in the probe of connections between Trump's election campaign and Russia. Trump said that McCann, who served as the real estate mogul's lawyer during his successful run for the presidency in 2016 before assuming the top White House legal post, will leave after overseeing the inside Washington campaign to win Senate confirmation next month. The federal appellate court judge to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump Wednesday said he sees no reason to spend a lot of money on military exercises with South Korea, a day after his defense secretary Jim Mattis said there are no plans to suspend any more exercises, seen as a concession to encourage Pyongyang to denuclearize. In remarks Wednesday, Mr. Trump also leveled some of the blame for the lack of progress at China.
I think part of the North Korean problem is caused by our trade disputes with China. China's been taking out about $500 billion a year from the United States for many years, so we can't let that happen.
Mr. Trump suspended major exercises following his June summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and drills the North has denounced as a prelude to invasion. Iran's supreme leader has told the nation's president and cabinet to work day and night to resolve economic problems that have put President Hassan Rouhani under unprecedented political pressure. The supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei issued the instruction in a Wednesday meeting with President Rouhani and the cabinet, according to Khamenei's website. Iran's currency hit a record low against the dollar last month as it faced the prospect of renewed U.S. financial sanctions. This is VOA News. The United States has expressed growing concern over a pending assault by the pro-government forces in Syria on the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
What we are concerned about is not just a potential chemical weapons attack, but we're concerned about the threat, any kind of escalation of violence in Idlib. That would put civilians and civilian infrastructure in Idlib at risk.
An estimated 700,000 more Syrians could be made homeless as a result of an assault on the province bordering Turkey. The U.S. said it has discussed the matter at several levels with the Russian government, which backs the Bashar al-Assad regime in Damascus. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is expected to sign a final peace deal with the President Salva Kiir's government Thursday to end the five-year civil war after first refusing to do so. His SPLMN opposition and mediators for Kiir have held several weeks of talks in Khartoum to finalize a comprehensive peace deal to end the conflict, which has killed tens of thousands of people and left more than 4 million people displaced from their homes. Earlier, Machar and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance said they refused to sign the draft because it had not spelled out the number of states South Sudan will have or their boundaries. Memorial services honoring the late U.S. Senator John McCain began Wednesday in Arizona, the western state he represented in Congress for more than 30 years. McCain's coffin arrived at the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix, where family, friends, and former colleagues gathered for a short ceremony. Speakers at the ceremony included the state's governor and Jeff Flake, a U.S. senator. Flake offered his remarks in the form of prayer, noting that McCain's ability to work with those with whom he often disagreed. And following the service, the public was invited to pay its respects. On Thursday, a public memorial service is taking place in Phoenix with members of McCain's family, along with friends and officials from Arizona. Chelsea Manning, the former U.S. soldier who transferred classified information to WikiLeaks, may be banned from entering Australia for an upcoming speaking tour. The organizer of Manning's tour says she has received a notice from the government that it is considering canceling the visa. Under Australian law, all non-citizens can be barred from entering the country if they fail to meet the criteria to pass a character test. Manning, a former U.S. Army intelligence analyst, was sentenced to 35 years in prison in 2013 for leasing more than 700,000 secret military documents, battlefield videos, and diplomatic cables. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.